You think you know about relationships, but you're wrong. Listen, there's no magic bullet. I'm teaching life skills.
When he's sick, you need medicine. It don't always taste good.
Nah.
But it'll get you better.
You
need this medicine.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna always taste good. But this is what you need. Men and women, bottom line, we need to have the conversation. Your partner wants to give up control, but only if you know how to drive. This is about being the best you could ever be. Whoever you are, I don't care if you're a man, a woman, LGBTQ, space aliens. I'll save anybody. I don't care. I'll teach a hedgehog how to have a threesome.
What do you mean by that?
Look, you don't have to listen to me, but you're wrong.
Listen, I know I'm great. And I know you're thinking, Dante, there's no way I could be like you. But you could be me. You know why?
Because you know who I was? Before I was me, I was you. You.
Man score 202.
Better hear what I've got to say because you won't get it again.
I'm not an alpha male. I'm not a beta male either. I'm just a better man. Better man.
Well, put your happiness first, because if you don't, they won't.
GYBB, get your balls back. WWDD, what would Dante do? The sexual revolution is being podcasted, and I am excited, ready to get down. Feeling good, Harry. How you doing? You ready to rock and roll?
Doing good. I'm still trying to get my new catchphrase going. How about this one? Death to America, everybody. What's up?
Oh, shit.
Is that no good?
ISIS Harry. Okay.
I think that one's going to catch on. It used to be ISIS. It used to be ISIS. Now, it's inside. I could be ISIS, or I could be a member of the Republican Party.
I could be a white dude from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Death to America used to have some weight to it internationally. But now,
and all I gotta do is cut AOC's head off. Same thing.
Fine, whatever. I'll tone it down. Death to the West. Okay, are you guys happy now? I'm just trying to get. I'm just trying to find something to put on a T-shirt, guys.
What's going on, yo, Dre? You ready to rock and roll, my nigga?
I'm ready to rock and roll with the limited technologies that I have available to me.
Nobody knew, son. Shut up.
They
can't
know.
Tell the difference. The resolution on the iPhone is dope. Nobody knew.
Yeah, the sound though is not dope. It does sound like he's talking through a paper bag, but it's because his laptop. I don't know what it is. You used the phone before. It's been better sound. But what's the background you picked, Dre? What's the background?
Oh, these are an assortment of different images that I've created, and I put them together as a little collage.
Oh, one is a truck yard there. Let's see. Why do you quiver your lip when you say collage like that?
Because that makes it artful.
Oh, okay. It looks like you're trying to suppress a sneeze, but fair enough. Either way, if you want to see any of this activity, you could go to Man School 202 YouTube channel.
Either that or fucking Jay had a stroke.
Yeah.
Suppress the sneeze.
But unfortunately, Andre's laptop is on the fritz. His laptop might be going away. It's in a hospital.
It might be going to say goodbye. It got caught up in COVID.
Yeah. Your laptop got COVID. Yo, man, you should have put a mask on that laptop, Andre.
You gotta stop not masking your laptop, son.
Nah, nigga, I had the whole case on the joint. I don't know what happened, son. I tried to become a better person, and the laptop was like, not today, bro.
It couldn't handle it. The laptop couldn't handle the nice treatment. It wasn't used to being treated nice. It's used to having, like,
saying I got a brackish laptop?
Yeah. You used to put coffee cups on top of the laptop. Just reckless. Put your feet on top of that thing.
Yeah, I need to be Googling freak shit so I can get back onto normal course. Yeah,
Andre is Googling bestiality. That's what's wrong with that thing.
I need to put some weirdo shit on it so it can act normal or something. I don't know.
There's some blonde chick by the beach fucking a German Shepherd. That's what it is. That's what's fucking up your whatever. Anyway, Harry, do the honors, my friend, because this is a friend of the family. Come on now.
This is a disciple of the show, a friend of the show, a former guest, now returner, making his second appearance here. Actor, aspiring comedian, working comedian, professional wrestler, podcaster, host of Evolving with Corey Castle. Ladies and gentlemen, the Corey Castle.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Good to be back. Great seeing you guys again, for real.
Good to have you. Got to what kind of, what do we got going on? Oh, that's the your logo for your podcast and shit.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's one of the older logos. My friend got it for me for my birthday and Christmas combined. You know, get ripped off when you got a December birthday. People just go, "Oh, your birthday and Christmas, you get them both."
I used to do it. I used to get that with mothers. My birthday falls on Mother's Day a lot, right. And everybody would just go take care of my moms and leave me by myself.
Oh, I mean, that is not the same thing at all, Dante.
Yeah, that's not even related.
You don't even get one
similar thing, Dante. My birthday, I share with my mother.
Oh, yeah.
So when it came to our birthday, they'd be like, "Happy birthday, dear." Blah, 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 and everybody would be saying all different names.
That sucks. Yeah, what are you going to do? I mean, the world sucks. It's falling apart anyway, so who gives a fuck? We're all going to die.
That on my mom, though.
We're all going to die soon. It's going to be fine. It's good to see you, brother. Good to see you.
Good to see you, man.
It's really good to see you. Got my peoples here. I'm a little under the weather, but sometimes that makes me a little more precise in my diagnosis.
Oh, under the weather, much more sense and precise about what?
Well, you know how you lose your sense.
I don't know when I just started working for CNN, but all right. Just Jake Tapper, all of a sudden. Andre is Jake Rapper.
Andre's asking the hard questions here. God damn. Right.
What, why, and who? And who, the last Brandy? 4 year social security number, too, nigga. I want it all.
What's going on here? I'm gonna start saying shit like cut the malarkey.
Andre will be like, "Where were you on the night of?" I'm like, "Nigga, you're not even a detective." Yeah. Shut up.
Not yet.
You do have a detective hoodie on today.
And if I shave off the rest of this, just leave the stash, I got police face.
You got police face?
Right. I got 1980s police face.
You don't even know 1980s police face.
Nigga, I've seen movies from the past. I can see Danny
Glover. Yeah, you could still watch him. He's right. You can't still watch him.
Damn it, man.
Andre still think that pimps look like Antonio Fargas from watching old TV.
I don't see pimps like that.
Andre started
looking fun anymore.
Andre starts closing his set out with, "I'm getting too old for this shit."
I'm getting too old. Yeah, you're like,
what are you talking about, Andre? You're not even 30.
That is my sentiment, though. I do feel like that sometimes.
I'm 6 days away from retirement.
I do, y'all. I'm like,
shut up.
Too old for this shit, son.
Oh, I'm gonna kick you in your young balls when I see you.
But you're gonna miss, Dante, because you're gonna kick too low, because you're gonna assume where the ball should be.
Man, I'm gonna assume his balls is where mine are, and I'm gonna just miss the kick.
Mad shin, old shit. Yeah.
I go all back of the knee.
So speaking of that, precise.
Yeah. But yo, Fender the Family's got a little shit going on. Corey got some shit going on, and we figured we, do what we do.
So how's the relationship going, Corey? What's going on with that? Because
I look jacked today. What the fuck is wrong with me? God damn!
Is this the preciseness we were talking about? Dante is like, I make precise pronouncements, and then less than a minute later, man, I'm looking swole.
That's funny.
Damn, push-ups is working out. Shit. I did 3 push-ups this month. Girl push-ups. I did 3 girl push-ups this month.
Dainty.
On the knees. I'm sorry. Again, precise. Precise, guys.
Precisely.
Go ahead, Corey. Tell me what's going on.
What's going on with the relationship? Because I think it's different than the last time you were on the show, right? You've been a couple of years.
Yeah, I've been in this one. It's over a year now. It's not a couple of years. It's just, it hit a year.
Damn, it's already over.
November hit a year.
Oh, boy.
No, but, you know, it's just that I've learned at this point now that it's just like, I don't have to tell her everything. I don't have to overshare. Any share could be an overshare. Like sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm talking about this. Oh, I'm talking about this. But if I answer this question the way it should be answered, I'll probably get her mad at me. So I decide that I'll go, all right, I'm not gonna, because she's very like particular in her ignorance, like very like she's straight edge, so she judges anybody who's not like,
okay,
if you're not into the band she's into, if you're not into like, it's like if you get high or something, she's like automatically like
they're judgmental to some extent.
Anything
and why are you with this woman?
She's the hottest girl I've ever met in my life.
Oh, that's really not good.
See, here's the thing, Corey. First of all, your first mistake, just in general, is you always want to start with the positives and then break down the flaws. You went right into it. You did it ass backwards. Okay. You go
take two.
Yeah,
take two. Take two.
Here's the problem. Just for a little bit. First of all, there's nothing about if you described a person like that to me, there's nothing about them I like. Yeah. Mm. You said judgmental. You said very particularly. You said dumb, specifically dumb or specifically ignorant. So, like, when you think about somebody being ignorant, dumb, judgmental, right?
What? Her ass fat though, bro.
This is where guys get in trouble. That's she on the right side.
Though. She bad.
On the left side of the shoulder is, fat though, bro. Is Dante's on the left side going all the problem. Then Andre pops in on the right side. Go, yo, son, that ass though.
You see them yams, nigga.
And friends like, what you gonna do? And he was like, I think I'm gonna go with the '90s detective dude.
Yeah. He's got a mustache, so he must have wisdom.
He got a badge. He got to know something, right?
I know a little something. You feel me?
You saw his badge? No. But, I mean, he got a cop mustache.
Mustache plastic.
So, like, first, what's blaring to me, and this happens every time I do, a consultation, the dude starts talking, and he does the first sentence, and I'm like, stop. So, what do you like about her?
Honestly, when it's just her and me, when it's just us together, she's so loving towards me. She's so, like, she's very affectionate towards me. And, like, she's very sweet to me. And she does things that other girls haven't done for me.
Like what?
She ate your ass, huh?
ding, ding, ding.
But this is my first time I'm speaking about it publicly. I just did get a bidet for Christmas.
Okay.
Attachment thing for my toilet. And it's like the coolest.
That started the train rolling in your mind. That's the little domino that starts, and then 6 months from now, this is the ass eating festival.
Little water in your ass and make you think about it, boy.
Like, today is a good day.
Little hose splashing, little hose down in the booty hole.
Change, it's a new day, yes, it is.
It's a change the whole game. Like, I feel like killing myself. Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Splash, so, maybe not.
So
it's a new level of clean, man. It makes you feel like cleaner than instead of like taking a gross poop and then being like, you know what, I'm gonna jump in the shower now. You just take care of that shit.
I'll be laughing at the people that shit so hard that they gotta shower their body. What the fuck happened to you?
Hey man, it happens from time to time.
So hard, you like, nigga, I gotta clean my soul. My spirit feel dirty.
Andre, you ever watch one of those videos where they drop a Mentos in a Coke bottle?
Oh my goodness! I mean, man, that's what kind have of, you eaten?
You know, man, this is like
you
asking
need fiber,
a
bro.
You
fiber.
Musty. You look. You come out like you worked out. You stretching your hamstrings out like,
yo, looking like Usain Bolt in the starting blocks. You can't do that. Not all of a shit.
I mean, it's unfortunate, man. It happens. It goes down, Andre. It's never planned. but it goes down.
I had shit trauma. Like,
in what sense and why?
Well, when I used to go to Catholic school, and if you try to take a shit in the Catholic school, I don't know if you, Andre might have, if they see the feet, right? Niggas used to take toilet paper and wet the toilet paper up and throw it over the top and be water coming up. Trying to kick the door in, right? And you be holding on the door and motherfuckers be kicking and they be like, yo, get up.
Junior high school shit. What? Junior high school, do not go inside of a fucking stall because we beaming you, nigga.
Did you guys go in the stall? But it does. There's no escape from it because even if you're just using the urinal and you're just pissing, while you're doing it, someone's gonna come up and push you from behind so you're
pushing.
That used to happen in middle, but I didn't think of that as bullying. I just thought that is like kids being
that shit animals. Funny.
Yeah, it's not bullying, but... I said I had shit trump, so I, like I went through, so I would not take no shit at school. So then, you know how when you take it, you gotta go, but you don't go. And then because you didn't go, now you don't have to go. Now you all jammed up. It's day four, right? You already a Thursday. You feel like you got that head strap like Vader. Remember the nigga? Remember Vader?
The Big Van Vader.
Big Van Vader, where they tighten your head. You got a headache and feel like your head is strapped. There's a belt around your head. It's Friday. You come on, bomb, you drop a hammer. But you've been all this stress going on. You got the shit stained because the turtle head came out and fucking wrote a little crayon a check. It was fucking crazy.
Dante started like dude speed shitting.
That's
like,
it.
Dante would like he's fucking in and out within a minute.
Sure, I can take a shit, wipe, baby wipe, and I'm out before you finish your piss. Believe that.
Dante takes a double
double courtesy flush while I'm back. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm out.
So that's anyway, Corey. Corey, you got a bidet.
Dude.
Okay, so wait, going back to the
thing is, you're leading off with all of these horrible qualities of this person. Hey, let me say something. Okay. You ever heard it said the thing a broken clock is right twice a day?
Right.
So I understand if you know, you're talking to me. She does things that she's never done for me before. Mm-hmm. You're going, when she's with me and it's just me and her, how often is it just you and her? I mean, it is on the pandemic, but I mean, how often would it be just you and her?
Well, nowadays it's just the weekends because we both work through the week. So it's been just the weekends lately. And it's cool. I mean,
But I'm saying you've already have identified. And Andre, you've heard this. We've talked about shit. Harry, y'all have seen me do consultations. What is the thing that comes to your head? The first thing that comes to my head is you lead off with what a horrible person she is. And then you throw bail money because she's so bad, you don't want to leave. And then because she's so bad, you don't want to leave. You're like, now you have to, in your head, because you're doing the math, you got to justify why you're there. And so then you got to cherry pick all the good shit.
Right.
Am I wrong or am I not wrong?
I mean, I do fully see how you get that impression. I fully acknowledge that. Like Harry and I were texting about like a relationship issues or anything like a week ago. And I was just like, that was what I responded to. So I was just, I guess more speaking more personally to the conversation that Harry and I were having in the...
Okay, now you see, you're proving my point.
Yeah, I'm doing backflips
too. But the question is, then for me as a person who's trying to get you through this, I ask myself, you're doing backflips. I could go back to the point, or I could say, why is he doing backflips? Right. Why is this so such an important thing for you to identify that no, she's a great girl. Right. Now, right. But you got to understand something. I don't have no dog in this fight, right? Mm-hmm. And so if I had told you, if you didn't know Andre and I said, let me tell you, you got to meet my man Andre, right? And you're like, why? Will we get a lot? Will we get along good? And I go, nah, she judges people, right? She's super judgmental. And I go, and you go, well, why is she judgmental? Well, she kind of is just very specific about, and she doesn't look, she looks at people funny, and she demeans people. And you go, well, maybe we could, maybe we like the same things. And I go, nah, Andre is just a dude. He's dumb, but only specifically dumb. Like, he's just dumb and corny. You know what I'm saying? I described him as that.
Yeah.
You would probably go, I don't want to meet that. I'm good.
Right. But if you tell him, I got crazy abs, though. Now I'm the nigga to hang out with. You feel me?
It's like some Stockholm. Yeah, I get what you're saying. But when I do say the other stuff, there's the important things. Like, I'm 37, right? I don't have kids. I don't want kids. I know this girl doesn't have kids, doesn't want kids, is young, doesn't want to get married, doesn't worry about that kind of stuff. I don't worry about that kind of stuff. But every other girlfriend I've had is like, where are we at? Let's do this. Let's move on. And I'm like, oh, I don't want that. Like, that doesn't align with my values and where I want to go and what I want to do.
That's fine. But you got to understand, too. Mm-hmm. Are you on the same page, or does she just not like you enough to push in that direction?
No, that's something she said before we ever even, like, I knew that about her before I ever, like, took the step. And the other thing is, like, she's also an entertainer. Like, she's a comic and she's an actor. So we're, like, on sets together, and, like, we go do sets together.
Yeah, but I don't understand. What do you mean you do comedy together?
Yeah, yeah. And then, like...
Does she think you're funny?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think she's funny?
Not really, but I mean...
All right, like, fair enough. Good point.
But the thing is, like, my style of comedy is, like, I'll write down a premise, and I'll like, go to a mic, or I'll host a mic, and I'll just kind of, like, throw these out and see how they work.
Yeah.
And she has to have it all, like... memorized word for word.
Right. Just like she treats the relationship. So people aren't one thing in one place and not something in some. I mean, I'm not saying that we don't have dimensions, but I'm saying if you're a person who's tight and tight won't, but you got and a control freak. There's always a reason why somebody's a control freak. People want to control everything and people around them because they feel out of control. And so by controlling everything around them, it makes them more comfortable. But it's really a selfishness in a sense that. First of all, you're not even paying attention to reality. And all you want to do really is bend my will so that you can feel comfortable. Now, I'm not saying that's a conscious thought process, but it's a selfish perspective. I mean, you would agree with that, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I definitely think that a lot of it comes from the fact that she just doesn't have perspective because she is inexperienced. Like, she's just younger. And
how old is she?
You know, she's 31 or something.
Yeah, dog. She, you know, I mean, look, if you would have said she's 15, I would have got angry, but I would have been like, okay, but you got to understand that.
Why did you have to pick 15? That complicates it so much. You can't pick any. I get the point you're trying to make.
It makes things real weird.
It makes real complicated.
My point is, she is who she is.
You would understand if she was younger. Yeah, yeah.
At the root, she is who she is. Do you know what I mean? Look, I mean, there's actions, there's things that we do at 20, you know, that we, you know, kind of can grow out of. But a lot of shit is we are who we are, and then we just become a little more refined. So at the base level, so, and don't get me wrong, I understand when people are when people are control freaks and they're insecure because they feel out of control or there's been some kind of trauma. So I'm going to control everything around me. Everything needs to be ordered, because when it's not ordered, I feel like I'm out of control and I feel vulnerable. But in that obsession, there's no concern about how you feel. There's no empathy in that. And I'm not saying that she's not empathetic. What I'm saying is, in that action is a direct reflection of her insecurity. Right. So she's out of control, but it's still selfish whether she's out of control or not. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. It's not as much of a conscious selfishness. It's a subconscious
selfishness. Subconscious selfishness.
Yeah.
But I'm always, you know, it always is interesting to me, because if it's manifesting itself in real ways, in the relationship, then no one thing makes me understand what it is. It's a combination of everything. So if you had said to me, if you had started off when I asked you about this girl and you told me all the great qualities that she is, then then we're past the first bar. But when you start off with the negative, then what are we saying? What are you inferring? I mean, what do you think that infers?
I definitely I had this thing I was saying to Lucas. He was like on he was on like Tinder and all that stuff, and he had on his profile like, oh, on the autism spectrum, Tourette's. I'm like, why are you leading with your damage? Don't lead with your damage. And I kind of just led with the damage right there. But
there's a reason why you
cell phone thing.
There's a reason. But if you had just met her, right. And I said, "Yo, Corey, what's up?" And you go, "Yo, I met this smoking chick." Really? I just met this, and then you would describe how beautiful she is, right? You would lead with that because it's all you have, right? And so it's all good. Then in the course of a relationship, when I ask you, yo, tell me about your girl, you lead with the negative, it's because the negative has superseded. Like, she's more of a pain in the ass than she is hot.
Boy, that face. Well, Corey, look, let me ask you this. What are the positives that you like about her? Let's talk about that. I'm curious, what are the things that you do really like about her? Because I'm assuming you're with her not because there's negatives, that is nothing but negatives, that you led with the damage. What's the good stuff that you like about her?
Big old booty.
What?
She hot.
Big old booty, yo.
Big old booty.
She's hot. Smoking hot.
Yeah, that's like, it's, she's definitely like the hottest girl I'd ever met in my life.
Hey.
I'd say, like,
That's dangerous, dog. That already is dangerous. Yo,
his eyes got big as fuck.
Yeah, like it's...
Listen, okay, hey, being honest here, okay?
No, I met her on the set of a Halle Berry movie. Like, she's an actor, I'm an actor. So,
is it Halle Berry? Because this would explain a lot.
The whole time it's Halle Berry.
You're not the first person to describe Halle Berry this way.
It's like crazy, bitch.
Yeah, if Dave Justice, he would have described her the same way.
Yes, it was. This is Halle Berry. She's my girlfriend the whole time.
Yeah,
I should have buried the lead on that one.
Yeah, you're leading in the. You're always going in the wrong order, Corey. You got to give it to us straight. All right. So again, what are the things you like about her? Like,
she's unique. Like, she's okay. Like nobody else. She's got such a. She's got such a perspective on some things that are so.
She got two vaginas. No.
No, nothing magically unique.
Her perspective is so unique. In what way? Tell me more. Tell me. I want to know.
Dante, I can't understand you with the second Jolly Rancher that you put your
kid
in here.
You knew the terminology. You know what I was saying.
I know what you're saying.
Corey, talk to me.
For the love of God.
So she's got a way of breaking down things. So, like, sometimes it's like she's like Occam's razor on some things. Like, she'll just get right to what the logical answer must be, and then like looks at it that way. Is
you don't do that.
No, I mean, I always search for like the bit and everything. That's like.
But I mean, you're not a logical person.
I wouldn't call myself illogical.
You're like, oh, help me! I don't know what to do. I have a ponytail. Somebody help me! Is that what you are? You a logical dude?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a man. I'm out here doing man shit.
Isn't that what? But, right. But and don't men, for the most part. I mean, that logic is part of being a man, right?
Right. Yeah.
So, I guess what I'm saying is, if you already do that, if you already are logical and get right to the point,
what's reliant? What's
the advantage? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, maybe like, you're thinking it's like this. The advantage is I could reason with her the same way I can reason with men, since she's a logical.
Well, I might actually be able to have a conversation with her. Have a conversation.
Logical. She gets right down the middle.
Because she gets it.
Fucking right down the middle.
Right. Mm. She gets it.
Yeah.
Like, she gets it better than you and your boy? Nah. But, I mean, some stuff I can...
Closer than any woman's ever come to.
Sometimes. Like. What I don't think you understand is wherever you are on this right now, you're emotionally there, right? Because there's an obviousness of this that is where my sarcasm is coming from. Harry, no, I'm snatching for you. Don't understand where I'm going with it. What I'm saying.
I get what you're saying. I mean, I get where the concept of it is starting from the beginning. I mean, you're painting a picture. You're asked to paint a picture. And when you paint the picture, it doesn't look so rosy. And we like Corey. So we want to warn him when we see the warning signs.
Like, I don't give a fuck about your girl. I mean, that's your girl.
Yeah.
But you're my boy. And so if I say, tell me what's going on. And you paint this picture that is like... And then I because I'm objective, I'm looking at it and I'm going, where's the good in this? And now I'm asking the question. And because you are emotionally attached to where you are and not really ready to see what it is in the moment, right? What you're doing is you're searching for ways to make this shitty picture look better. Well, so you're adding in because it's obvious to you. It's a crazy thing. I remember my sister was dating a dude, and the dude was a dirtbag. He played like he was her friend, and he was also a best friend of her boyfriend. And he scammed in and took all the information, and then my goofy sister was like, you know, he just knows me so well. Yeah, but you've been telling him everything for the last 2 years while you was with your dude, confiding in and then he used that information on the side. So what I'm saying is, and my mom said, if you marry this dude, I'm not coming to the wedding. And I said, and I told my mom, I go, look, the more you resist this, the more we're not going to see the respect. I said, invite him to Thanksgiving dinner. And so, but he was already so disrespectful. And because he was in the realm of the whole family, we didn't have to say anything. He knew what it looked. My sister knew what it looked like as he was disrespectful to her in front of everybody. We, as a family, we didn't, nobody said, hey, don't do that. That's none of our business. But she knew it. Look, she knew that she deserves better than that. And so when we're talking about this, you adding in the stuff when you don't lead with the good stuff, it kind of says where the relationship is.
And we can't go by, Corey. We care about you difficult. Too much to allow.
I understand that's difficult. But I'm saying, I get she's smoking hot. But her being smoking hot is not... It's not gonna be able to balance.
And by the way, Court, this is not how we wanted to do this show, by the way, but it was such a glaring thing. So I don't want you to think that I brought you on here to go, let's beat the fuck out of Corey.
No,
you're
I'm not.
Boy.
And I'm not. But well, here's but the, honest, so, the honest Corey's, I mean, a good dude.
Yeah, honest
Corey is
a good dude.
Such a good dude. Like, you
can't
deserve
help but be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, look at how honest Corey is. This is going to get you killed. I'm not never going to rob a bank with Corey. I can't do it. You're too goddamn honest. He opened. He did the most honest thing you could. How's your girl? I mean, she, you know, there's some
this
problems.
Bitch, but
does me, have a fat but ass. Me, but this is, but like liar, liar.
She's hot, though. You feel like what I'm saying?
She does indeed have a fat ass. You're right. We never said fat ass. Andre said fat ass.
Andre said
Andre,
fat.
Corey just said he's the hottest chick he's ever been with. And Andre and everyone, it's their own illusion. And we're Andre immediately went.
Andre Brown, ass. Andre Brown, the premise up.
You know? Chick with some nice book. Ooh.
Yeah, dog. I mean, you gotta. Here, but the reason, one of the reasons, what we, you know, as men, what we do is we go, okay, this is what, oh, this woman is attractive. And we value that in such a way, right, that we don't, because the things that are really important, I mean, if you think about the things that are really important is we talk about this all the time, truth, authenticity, credibility, keeping your word, and empathy, being able to see what the other person is going through, to kind of have it. So, but. Like I know you, Corey, and you possess all those things, but you will devalue them to nothing because she's hot. And when you think about it, she didn't earn the hotness. She just showed up hot. You know what I mean? Like, this.
No, I earned this hotness.
I get it. But that's even more so. So my point is, you deserve better than that. You know,
now,
you should.
What can Corey do? Because I think he, you know, to him, she's a good woman. And I don't know her, so I can't say she's not. So let's go on that premise that she is a good woman, but she has these tendencies because she's hot. How do you maintain and manage that and keep that quelled down? Because you can do that. Because I've been with women who come in with a certain energy because they believe that it's acceptable. And you're able to just, if you stick to your values and your principles, you can manage that to a degree.
Corey, you wanted to say something?
Can I say that, like, things have improved tons. And I have to say that a lot of the credit for that goes to Harry. Because Harry's been there to say, like, Harry's been there to give me examples and show me, like, yo, this is what I want. And if what you want doesn't line up with what I want, fuck you then. Do your shit. And I kind of.
And it's not even fuck you. It's yeah. Fair enough.
It's like,
yeah,
I'll go do my thing. Because yeah. You shouldn't even be mad about the fact that you guys are different, you know?
How did your last relationship end, Corey?
Oh, okay. I was in an open relationship.
Okay.
And
I've been there.
She was like, oh, you know, I want us to have an open relationship because, like, I kind of want to date this girl. And, like, also.
Okay, wait.
That's a good way to approach it. That's a good sell right there.
But you were with her. You were dating her already. And then she decided, though. Okay, so here's another man school rule. When your woman comes home and says, we should have an open relationship, it's because she wants to fuck other people. It's not because she's not in her mind. She's not going, you know what? I love my man so much. And I feel like, you know, I just want to bring him more women. I want to give him more opportunities to have sex because he deserves it. That is never the thought process. The thought process, I always had this lesbian twitch.
Not only do they want to fuck somebody else, there's already somebody there.
Somebody's in line or it's already happening. Pack your bags. Time to go. It's only a matter of time.
So, Corey, what happened with that? And by the way, this is one second, Corey. This is not meaning threesomes. That's a different thing entirely. Right. Correct, Dante?
We were together for like 4 years, and then we broke up for like two, right? And then when we were getting back together, when we talked about getting back together, we discussed open stuff because she's too tight for me, and it would hurt her.
Oh, wow. That's another good reason. I'm
a little angry the way Corey slipped in that he has a big hog. Yeah. See how he slipped that under the wire?
You missed that? But under liar rules, we believe Corey. Corey is telling the truth. Corey, for good or worse, is not able to tell a lie, apparently. So the fact that he mentions it.
I don't want to be a braggy person. I'm being as humble as possible.
I got you. But I just wanted to show the artfulness of you sliding that in the conversation.
I was thinking of this bit, and the best place to talk about this bit would be with you guys, because you might think it's kind
fair
of
enough.
Interesting.
We'll help you work on your dick joke. Why not? Yeah.
I don't want to tell it.
The audience totally relates to big dick jokes.
This is a Man School 202 exclusive. I'll never tell this story again. But the first night me and this current girl were going to have sex, I stopped at the grocery store. I bought a pack of Magnums. And then she didn't make me use them, so I didn't.
Right.
Wow.
And I was like, I'm pretty broke. I could use that $12 back, but returning a box of Magnums to the grocery store, they're like, oh, I see. You want to change the first month. So
you don't want to be confused.
I just want my $12 back.
These were too baggy on me. You got anything slimmer? You got a slim cut?
Anything slim about that?
You guys have slim fit?
Trout waders.
Where do you guys keep those little thumb? Those thumb things that go over the fingers. Where do you keep those?
Oh man, it just but you said it was an open relationship. You discussed that. What broke y'all up in the first place?
So she was also very particular. And here's the thing, man. I think I date too many girls that have both their parents. My best relationship have worked out with girls who were raised by one parent. When girls have two parents, they're a cocky little bitch.
They have, you mean all that confidence and self-esteem?
Yeah, all that self-esteem.
Corey's like, I need to find someone.
Just me. Bring that to the table.
I'm dating only orphans.
Yeah.
I get the orphan list comes out in the back of backstage.
Corey's looking.
Farmersonly.com is like orphansonly.com.
Yo,
Corey's
it's a hard lock knife. It's a hard knock life.
I like lock
volume
knife
too. But here's it. You know, it's a weird thing because if I feel like you're going in with a lack of confidence. It's almost like you're happy to be there. And the reason why you're happy to be there is because I don't think that you really understand what your value is. And I think over and over again, we look at, you know, people think value is money and prestige and all of this stuff. But it's something that I've been thinking about for a while is that all of that shit with coming from a shady dude. You know what I mean? If you got a six pack and cum gutters, but you trying to fuck her mom, it don't matter how fit you are. Like you gotta this integrity is more important than anything else. Credibility and truth and somebody that can count on you and somebody who's kind. But it's funny how so rarely we come across people in our life in the world that are that way. But and so we know it's rare because you don't get that from a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But yet and still we act like it has no value.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Like you being a kind dude, you being a generous dude, you being a loyal dude is worth more than a six figure dude. And I'm not saying I don't know if you have six figures or not, but I'm just saying it's just a regular dude. So it's a weird thing how we put this value on certain things that we think arbitrarily have that value until the chips are down. You know, my chick is hot, she's a Victoria's Secrets model, and then I go, yeah, but sometimes she sleeps with my dad. Like, I'm like, it don't matter how hot she is.
Right.
Yeah, my dad don't get down
and,
like
and
that.
And the irony also, I would say, is that the way you lose a girl like that is not like, you know, standing your ground with things. So if there's issues and like we talk about setting your non-negotiables and you constantly negotiate them, mm-hmm. like you're going to end up losing that girl eventually. I'm not speaking specifically towards you, Corey, but I'm just saying a lot of people who put hot chicks on a pedestal. And the irony is if you really want to keep her, you got to like, you know,
let me tell you something. That right there is hotter than Andre's abs. That Andre will go, nah.
Yeah.
like if it's some shit he don't want, nah.
I'm good. Nah, I'm good is the great. It's a great.
Sometimes he don't even do. He just do this.
Andre, he'll shake it off like a pitcher. The wrong sign, like
no,
we're gonna curve, no curve.
And because he's basically saying, I'm important. Like what I bring
think about it, I feel like I'm just being honest.
Yeah,
like,
but
I didn't really think about like how it would work. You know, like a girl would tell a joke or try to be funny on a date, and if it wasn't actually funny, I'd just be like, yo, that was bad, shorty. That was fucking terrible, yo.
There's no filter on like that for you on anything. I can tell just from like being on the show and then like listening to a couple of the shows is you'll apply that to everything.
Like, yeah, sure. And that's the way it should be though. That's the way you should approach life is applying it to everything. It's the way at work, the way people want to talk to you. People treat you the way you allow them to treat you, and they will set up that environment even when just weird things like at work. If you ever had somebody who's a coworker, but they start talking to you like they're a supervisor, that's a thing that will happen, right?
Yeah,
and it's up to you whether or not you tolerate that, you know.
Because if you shut that down right away, then you don't have to worry about it at all now. But a lot of times you won't shut it down because you'll be like, ooh, I want to beat. You know, I want to smash, so I'm gonna just let that slide. Let's roll it into the garage, and then we work all that out without. But then you never come to a time where you work that out, mm-hmm. and you've already violated your boundaries, and so it now is reckless. Now you're coming home going, well, what do I say? Do I say this? Should I respond to this? And whereas if you respond honestly to honest things, the first time she gets upset, then your conversation should be, look, if you don't want the truth, I mean, we're in a relationship. If you want I'm going to give you the truth. If you don't want the truth about something, don't ask me.
Right.
Because my integrity is more important than your feelings. So if it's something that you don't think you got the hustle to, you ain't got the, you know, the thick enough skin to deal with it, then don't ask me.
Hey, Dante, let me ask you like a specific question about like the difference between at times allowing somebody to vent versus trying to fix the problem. Because you can get caught up in that where sometimes women, it's a balancing act because they don't want necessarily the problem to be solved, but sometimes they want to vent. And how do you navigate that?
Because I straight up be like, yo, right. You want this or you want to share right now?
I do that too. If you just ask, I'm like, why am I trying to? Is it like, here's my thing. Is it reasonable for me to have to figure out what's going on in your head? And if somehow I ask you, if you're offended because I asked you, if you're offended because of the fact that I'm going, you are important enough for me to ask what is the best way to please you. And that's not good enough. What you want me to do is to be able to Sherlock Holmes it through. Is that reasonable? Is that a reasonable ask?
Do you want to just hear that sucks or do you want to hear what I think?
Right. And I mean, and I think if you ask that, I think even asking those things and just going, being able to ask those questions says something about your own personal confidence. Because, you know, somebody who's scary, like especially a real smoking hot girl, she's never heard no. There's so many guys lying and giving her Super Bowl tickets and you know,
that's my favorite.
Buying them cake.
By the way, Super Bowl is what it just have happened. If you get a chance to watch a Super Bowl, my favorite shot in all the Super Bowl, and I've talked about this before, it's my favorite thing when they cut into the owner's box at the Super Bowl. Who's in the owner's box? Owner of the football team. Probably
celebrity,
celebrities, former Will Hall Smith. Of Famer, former Hall of Famer, former member of the team who's now in the Hall of Fame, former Super Bowl winner. And then always to the bottom left, there's just a hot chick.
Just
not a famous hot chick, just a hot chick.
Just and smoking that's, hot.
And we
makes
give
you
that
famous.
That's how you get into the owner's box. You can do all those accomplishments or you could just be hot. And we allow that. And then that's the problem. It's like we just kind of allow it, and that's the value, and it causes them to think their vagina is worth the same as a $50,000 Super Bowl ring.
Well, that's why we got to do is we got to Reddit, like GameStop, their attractiveness. We got to Reddit.
We got to lower the value all at once.
All at once.
Try to short.
We got to short. We got to short the beauty. We got to short these bitches. We got to short these.
You got to short your good looks, man.
Bring them down to a six, buy in, and then they go right. Then buy we build up their self-esteem.
And then bankrupt the whole game. I'm bankrupting the whole mutual fund. I don't give a fuck.
We got to lower the value, buy low.
Ugly girls wearing short skirts running around. Fat girls with midriffs just belly out. It's going crazy.
Look, if we could all unite as men and just for 1 week, just fuck all the fat,
you got a game unattractive stop that
chicks. For a week, it would fuck the minds of the hot chicks up if we just got all the bouncers involved and said, sorry, you can't.
We gotta fuck nothing but twos and threes.
Didn't like any of the Instagram posts. I'm just saying, for maybe a couple of days, that would change the fucking dynamic.
Not even fours. Twos and threes.
Wouldn't work, bro.
Gotta do it. This
it would
is
work for 3 days.
Son, what are you talking
you
about? We just
Andre,
saw it happen. GameStop.
Yeah, they
GameStop.
Bro, there's already proof that twos and threes is getting what they need to get. They got kids and all kinds of shit. We just not fucking them on the outside.
Now that's what we gotta do. We gotta take an ugly girl to the movies.
That in public. Maybe that. If y'all ugly women out.
You gotta put a tie on,
and then make all the pretty chicks be like, "Nah, I'm just hit it from the back." If you switch their roles, maybe that could work.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta pull her chair out.
We gotta get Idris
and Andre
Elba.
Not pull it out or like all the way out. Like,
but you know what?
For them
it's
to fall
not
down.
Though, because ugly girls they already singing Beyonce. They feel just as bad as the this bad shorty.
No,
so
you're misunderstanding.
They faking it, son. They faking it.
You're not understanding. This is not about the esteem of the ugly girls. This is about lowering the esteem
like
of the hot
break,
girls.
It's like breaking.
I think
the
they're
hot.
Gonna join forces, bro.
Nah, girls join
for
forces. Are you crazy? How long is that gonna last?
You ever hear John Mulaney John Mulaney goes, you can't have an Ocean's 11 with all women because two of them would spend
how you can just wear anything.
Yeah, two of them would spend the entire time talking shit about the other nine or whatever, like just passive aggressive comments. I don't know. It's a strategy, Andre. We're out here trying something.
We're going to GameStop this shit. All we got to do is one post on Twitch.
The problem is we got to keep Corey involved. Corey might be the slip on this. He goes, man.
I feel like Corey will sell out. He go right to the hot girls. Yo,
you're gorgeous.
You got.
And you know he's not lying. She knows. I know he's not lying. He can't tell a lie. Corey Castle doesn't lie. Corey Castle's the most honest man we've ever met.
Yo, Corey, let's plug your stuff, man, and we're going to go behind the Patreon wall and chill out for a little more, talk a little deeper, get into some technique and stuff. Go, what you got for me?
Something I constantly say, and please apply this. If you guys want to use it for your show, I always say, anybody who's ever spent any amount of time listening to me and like the effort that you spent, that currency means more than your dollars. So I appreciate that currency so much being spent on me.
Of course, bro. So, plug your stuff. Plug your social media. We're going to do
check out,
behind the paywall, right?
At Corey Castle, C-O-R-Y-K-A-S-T-L-E. My podcast, new episodes drop every Monday on Spotify, Evolving with Corey Castle. That's /, instead of the word with. Mm-hmm. And just follow me on all that stuff and subscribe. Make sure you tell all your friends. And, you know, if you're going through some stuff, talk to me about it. I'm not hard to get hold of, and I'd be happy to be your friend.
All right. Give it up, Corey. Harry, talk to me.
You could go.
No, don't I always do? I'm hot. Yo, Dre, go ahead.
Andre first. Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't matter, man. Andre D. Thompson on all of the medias and the socials of things. It's Andre D. Thompson. That's it, man. That's
and your podcast. Don't forget your podcast.
No. I'm still fumbling around.
Okay, fair enough. However, fair enough.
If you type my name, everything will be found.
There we go. Andre D. Thompson.
Right,
Andre,
sir.
What does the D stand for this week? Because we established it's not dumb. Andre the smart dude. You got to find new things for the D to stand for every week.
Devonshire.
Andre, Devonshire is a place. It's a place. I don't know if it's fictional or real because I can't tell with England.
I think it's supposed to be like a character, like a dude.
I'm gonna need you to make a better effort than that from the next show.
It was quick.
I did throw him on the spot. I did improv.
That was the last thing I had in my brain.
I did violate the worst rule of improv, which is to ask somebody a question and then throw it on Andre to do his own bit. I did do that. So that's on me. I got to take the L on that. What I did was I took the ball and I chucked it out of bounds because I thought Andre was going to be there. And that's not Andre's fault.
You threw it off his knee. That's what you did.
I was just like, what? What happened?
Going this way.
You could go to my stuff is at Harry Turjanian. I mean, obviously follow me on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. I'm on TikTok now, the whole thing. And the show is on TikTok. But also check out Manschool 202 on YouTube. And Instagram, Real Man School 202, TikTok, the whole thing. Corey, what's up?
One more thing. Episode 202 of my podcast, Evolving with Corey Castle, featured Harry Turjanian.
Yeah.
So if you want to hear Harry on my podcast, check out that episode. Episode number 202, so apropos, like fits that, like the number.
There we go.
Just so it's just like the stars aligned and Harry happened to be available on the day that I was doing my 202nd episode.
Nice. So,
also, sadly, my goal weight.
What's that? Not here now.
Okay. First thing, I found out what Devonshire is.
Oh, okay.
It's illegal cream milk made from England. You can't have that shit. It's illegal.
Okay.
Something about it's going to kill you. It's unpasteurized. And then the second thing, what is apropos?
Appropriate.
It's just
apropos.
Apropos. Yeah. Apropos. Not apropos. I don't want you saying it wrong. As a friend, I don't want you. I don't need you running around and go apropos, trying to sound smart.
Look, this word works better if you don't make that face with the word. Just a regular face. You can use a regular. You regular face.
Apropos.
Yeah, the finger guns.
Andre, when you do that, it no matter where you are, it looks like you snuck in and you don't belong there. Even in your own house. Like
apropos.
Finger guns.
Dante, your plugs?
Everything DanteNero.com. Everything's on that. You can get a consultation for me, one-on-one consult. Just go DanteNero.com and click consult. Yo, if you like what we're doing here, man, go to the Patreon. Go to the Patreon, sign up for the Patreon. Help us out, man, so we can keep this shit going. GYBB, get your balls back. WWDD, what would Dante do? Sexual Revolution is being podcasted. I love y'all, man. We are out. Manschool 202 is created by Dante Nero, hosted by Dante Nero, with Harry Turjanian and Andre D. Thompson, produced by Harry Turjanian, executive producers Matt Kleinschmidt, Harry Turjanian, and Dante Nero.